Justin Fluke with you, talking Horton girls basketball with ladies head coach Gary Sorensen. Horton girls with a 13-6 record and going 11-3 in the Northeast Kansas League with just one game remaining. Coach, you'd won 4 games in a row. We didn't get a chance to chat last week, but I know you talked to Brandon about a couple wins, and now you've had a win and a loss since then, so you've still won 5 of your last 6. So you're kind of heading down the stretch. That only loss coming to Mar Hill Mount Academy in a low scoring, another tough battle with the Ravens. 39-33, you lose by 6 at third place, and another tight one. What did you feel like was the difference against Mar Hill this time around?
Well, we match up pretty well with Mar Hill, and the first time we played them, it was a double overtime game, and this time it was, I told the girls we were only 2 threes and a free throw away from winning this game, and they've got a couple really good ball players, and not making excuses, we went into that game with a couple kids having the crud and having a hard time breathing, and it was one of those deals where we both played hard and we lost it. So here we go.
You did bounce back though, again, win against JCN 59-34, and I'm sure this is the same for most teams, but do you feel like anytime your girls can come out and play well in the beginning of a game, it just kind of sets the tone and allows them to relax and play basketball? I noticed you had a pretty good second quarter in that game, especially to really take control against JCN.
Oh, absolutely. Confidence is so much in basketball, and it has been for years. But when you come out and you hit the first few shots and you get some steals and all, and that's kind of what happened against JC in the second quarter. We got some steals and we kind of made a run, and the confidence level really went up. Kansas Keough, I want to mention her. She had 23 points. She had a really good ball game. She hit some threes and was driving. And the kids all, again, they're really knowing their roles. If somebody doesn't score a particular night, somebody else will pick it up. I really, really enjoy the girls. They're playing hard. Now we're coming to the next part of the season.
No doubt. You mentioned Kansas, but you had a couple other girls knock down some 3-point shots. Is that a part of the game? We talk about having balance on offense between players, but between being able to score inside and knocking down perimeter shots, are you happy with the consistency, I guess, that you've got from the girls offensively with those?
That's a great question because I'm somewhat old school, and we like to go in and out. And a couple games ago, Carly Heflis had a double-double, and we were really able to pound the ball inside her. And Kara covers up. We would get the ball into her. We'll be sitting on the bench, and we're firing up threes. And when they go in, man, it really looks good. And when they don't, it's like, when you live and die by that, it's kind of scary. But there again, there was a couple games ago where we had 5 girls all in double figures, and that's what, as a coach, you like. So it's just been one of those, when the ball goes in, it makes the game a lot easier. When it doesn't, it makes it a lot tougher.
Sure. Well, just one game left here in the regular season, hard to believe. And, of course, a lot of teams in the same boat, not getting a lot of practice or gym time here going into the most critical stretch of the year. But Troy is obviously a really, really good team and an opponent that you haven't faced yet this year. So what are your thoughts on facing them as the final game here before postseason?
Yeah. It's a tough way to end the season. We know they're undefeated in the league, and they've got a really fine ball club. We saw them in the Jamboree, and they're a nice ball club. It's tough. We talked about not having practice time. And coaches always say, we need more practice time. Well, this time of year, the kids really could use a little break sometimes, getting off their legs and hopefully we'll get a little practice in tomorrow and get a little bit warm. Yeah, it'll be a tough game, but we're looking forward to it. And then again, the next part of the season starts next week for us.
Yep, one game season from here on out after Friday. We'll look forward to chatting more and previewing some look ahead to Substate next week. Coach, best of luck on Friday.
Hey, thanks, Justin. Appreciate it, buddy.
Gary Sorensen, head coach of the Horton girls. We'll talk Charger boys basketball after this timeout.